Press Pass today features Jim Fink of Business First, who often provides insight, analysis, and occasionally opinions on the local business development scene. Today, we start the conversation with the latest news on Buffalo's tallest building, the former HSBC Tower, now known as One Seneca Tower.
It's a complicated process. Using a baseball parlance, this is like the first inning, the first step. The building is now officially in foreclosure. There is a temporary receiver, Richard Schechner from Pyramid Brokerage, who's in charge of it. And this is the first, as I said, this is the first step that will eventually lead the way probably to new ownership and probably to a new future for the building. The word foreclosure in this case is not a bad thing. It's a necessary step.
Okay. That all being stated, talking about the future of that building, and you have touched upon this before, but we have other office space that's opening up around town.
There's been
plenty of office space open prior to this. What is the real future, the legitimate business future of that tower?
It's not going to be all office. I think it's very unrealistic. There was just an office study done in the market done by CB Richard Ellis that came out about 2 weeks ago that pointed out that with that tower basically empty, the downtown vacancy rate is rising. Not a surprise. I mean, people knew this was coming. But it's 38 stories, almost 900,000 square feet of Class A office space. Buffalo does not have that much of an absorption rate. It would take probably 15 years. If there was no other space available, it would probably take 15 years for that building to fill up. Just looking at the current marketplace and looking in my little crystal ball, I don't see a huge demand for that much new office space in the area. I think its future, and I've talked about this before, is some sort of mixed-use development, perhaps residential, perhaps restaurant, maybe a hotel, although I think we're getting close to capacity for hotels in downtown. But it's definitely not going to be 38 stories of Class A office space. That's not a very unrealistic expectation.
One of the surprising areas for development in downtown Buffalo, and it seems almost impossible to have pictured this a decade ago, maybe even 5 years ago, some of the things that are happening along the Buffalo River. It seems to be the place to go for projects these days. And you have your eye on one that Sam Severino is doing.
Correct. It's not only the Buffalo River. It's another sign of Buffalo's economic evolution in a good way. It's sort of like the polar opposite of the One Seneca Tower. This is a good sign. You're seeing a lot more development working its way along the Buffalo River out into the First Ward, into the Valley area. Sam Severino's project is very much a telltale sign. They're taking the old Lake Erie Freight House property that's been sitting there empty, vacant, derelict for generations. Unfortunately, most of it's going to be torn down, but it was falling down anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And he's replacing it with almost a $20 million project, 78 apartments. It's bringing life back to an empty parcel right along the Buffalo River, right next to the Rod and Gun Club. More is better. It's more live bodies, more critical mass. There's no downside, in my opinion, to this project. It is, as I said, a telltale sign of the economic development evolution that we're seeing in Buffalo. Initially, the focus was downtown, the Central Business District. Now we're seeing projects, as I said, working their way into the First Ward, into the Valley, along the Buffalo River. Going into North Buffalo, you have Rocco Termini, who's taken on the FWS warehouse project. Simonelli took on the Bethune Hall. There's been some other. So you got North and South, new residential private sector investments.
Going back to the Severino project, though, do they have the all clear? Because there is a historic element to that structure. I know you're saying it is partially falling down.
But partially.
Do they have the hall clear to move forward on that project?
They will be meeting with the Buffalo Planning Board Tuesday morning for the final set of approvals, and after that, it's good to go.
Okay.
The state has pretty much signed off on the project. The city has, except for the Planning Board, which is coming up on Tuesday morning. I talked to Sam Severino. They're looking to get this project underway this year and have people in there by the first quarter of next year.
Jim Fink of Business First, today's guest on Press Pass. Press Pass, a conversation with a member of the local print media, is heard every Monday, part of Morning Edition on WBFO.